Mandel. Debbie, are you there?
I'm there.
Debbie?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, young lady. Now, I know you're an hour ahead of us, so you shouldn't have to worry about being too sleepy this morning, should you?
No, and I know the future because I'm an hour ahead.
Yeah, no kidding. Let me ask you this. I read your bio, and when I wrote my book back about 4 or 5 years ago, I was a very spiritual person, and I'm trying to get back to that place again. And I know that you are there right now.
Well, I try to be a better person. I don't know how spiritual we are, but I believe, like you do, in exercise and getting the best you can be out of yourself.
Now what brought the subject up about de-stressing for the holidays? I know we've all experienced this, and we do it every year. You know, we look forward to the holidays. Family's coming in town, or we're going to visit family, we get all stressed out. What is it that we can do? We know we can't control our loved ones, but we can control our own feelings. What do we do on a daily basis instead of taking it on a weekly basis to help alleviate that and enjoy the holidays, enjoy our family?
Well, the first thing you have to do is work out. I mean, exercise gets rid of stress and it changes your mindset. I have some great exercises and turn on your inner light. You don't need equipment. You can just take a medicine ball, throw it to a friend, throw away your negativity and catch the abundance life has to offer. Another...
What's that accent, by the way?
I'm from the South.
The ball and the...
Wait, I'm from the South, south of Brooklyn.
I'm from New Jersey.
We're all transplants, aren't we?
So go ahead.
You have to interrupt. That's what we do here. Another thing you can do is to pretend your life is a sitcom. Get out of the drama. We all tend to get very dramatic and take every little thing to heart. You know, laugh it off. Rearrange your perception. Change your vocabulary. Go from I should to I could do it. I got power. Right? I don't have to do it.
The hard thing, though, Debbie, is to, I guess it's easier to say, laugh it off, than to really laugh something off when you either grow up with negativity and someone strikes that chord that bugs you, whether it's a friend or a family member. How do we really shrug it off of our shoulders and enjoy the holidays? You mentioned something, not today, but I saw in some of the bullet points here about mental exercise for about 10 or 20 minutes a day. What is it that we can do mentally?
Well, two things you can do. One thing, you need to reinterpret the situation. You have to affirm other people. Everyone has an ego, and everyone wants to be right. So let them. And if I reinterpret the situation with love, kindness, compassion, look at things, say, oh, okay, I didn't have a great mom or dad, but they did the best they can do because of such and such. We can reinterpret anything. I'm not making a saint out of your people, but what I'm trying to do is make it easier for you. I don't need the energy drain of being angry and letting it hurt me. You know, physically, stress is going to do damage. You don't need it. And if you practice it, if you make up your mind to do it, you know, it's motivation. And if I try to reinterpret and do it regularly, it becomes a reflex action with me. And that's a really terrific thing. Another thing I recommend is just closing your eyes for 3 minutes a day, going to a happy place and giving yourself a loving affirmation, what you need. You could go to Lit, you could go to the Bible, you could make up anything you like. But that settles your heart. You know, and it's all about wanting to do that. Nobody said it was going to be easy, George. You know what I'm saying? It's, you have to make up your mind and body to do it.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's a fairly difficult thing, I think, for most people to do because they're so in the weeds. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, just bogged down in the situation, and the first place I think you go is just to get worked up about something or to blow your stack. Is that right?
Yeah, so the first thing I would do would be to exercise it away. Then I've oxygenated my brain and my muscles, and I can think clearly. And I get some positive people to hang out with, get some friends, and get a support system. Help me rearrange my thoughts and reinterpret. We're all great at giving the other person advice, aren't we?
Yeah, everybody's objective when it comes to looking at someone else's life, aren't they?
Yeah, so if I could do that for myself, if I could be a friend to myself and objectify the situation, you know, without a friend if I'm alone. Isn't that terrific? I can take any fairy tale and reinterpret it for you. I can make Hansel and Gretel look like two juvenile delinquents who shoved a senior citizen in an oven.
All righty then.
Well, I'm from New York, you know?
Let me back up and say, what are some of the signs that people can look for in their own life that maybe they've got a little too much stress?
Well, I think if you're not sleeping right, if you're waking up and tossing and turning, if you feel anxious, you can't breathe sometimes, your mind goes around and around in a worried agitation and you can't, like, distract yourself, you feel guilty, your posture is stooped. Then you can conclude that you're stressed. Either you're eating too much or too little, and you're just negative. You just go around saying, bah, humbug.
If someone calls you a fat ass, basically be compassionate and realize that they're just not happy in their own life.
Right, they're trying to push your button. And you know what? Well, if you let them, you see, I tell people in my stress reduction workshop, you ready for this?
Ready.
You're a goddess, and goddesses can't get permeated by negative remarks. It's too trivial.
Well, and let me ask you this, though, Debbie. What if I don't want to be a goddess and I'd rather be a god?
You could be a god, yes. Men are gods and women are goddesses, and it's very important that we take back our power. You can't hurt me if I don't let you, and if I carry myself like an Adonis or an Adonette, then I'll be terrific. I mean, it's all in how I look at you and talk to you, right? If I feel great and attractive and buff, then I am. It's all about perception.
Heard a girl say she wanted to be buff.
I do. I was a man in a previous life.
Alrighty then. So there's another show. One thing you talked about, one of your bullet points here, is that to rearrange your furniture in your house. Go ahead and talk about that.
Well, you know what? If I want to rearrange my perception, so much of life is physical. So if I just take furniture in my house, knickknacks, paintings, anything I have, I get a new perception. I'm sitting at this kitchen table in the same chair for years. Now I'm going to change it. The view is different. And I feel better. Things look new again, don't they?
Oh, that's certainly an option. Let me ask you this. Do you ever find that people need a certain level of exercise depending upon the stress that they're under? And what I mean by that is, if somebody's under a lot of stress, perhaps having them choose a weight training workout with some intensity might be the wrong thing. Rather send them to yoga or Pilates or a class like Tai Chi.
I think that's well said, because when someone's very angry and very upset, you don't want to raise their blood pressure more than it is, and it will happen with that kind of exercise. Yes, or just simply walking it out on a treadmill. I don't want anyone who's really angry to run, because if you're running, especially outside, you might not see cars, you're out. I've seen this happen, by the way, and people get hurt, and they fall into obstacles. Yeah, you're not paying attention. Work it off slowly. An exercise that I have in Turn On Your Inner Light is going near a punching bag, but you can't punch. You do a horse stance, you extend your arms tight, and press in isometrically into the punching bag. So here I am in a horse stance, and then doing that for 10 seconds, I squeeze the anger out of me. It's pretty hard.
Now, why a horse stance?
Because I'm putting my lower body into it. I'm really getting my core stability. I'm getting the power driven into my legs and then squeezing it out to the arms. Like a tree is as strong as the trunk and the branches come out of it. So, and I can do that 3 times, and I'll get a lot of anger out of me. You're not allowed to punch.
Find that works with other people, because aren't most programs individualized?
Yeah, but this is kind of good, because I've tried it with women and men. You know, I train people in the gym and it works, and people report to me after, because I do a lot of anger management workshops. And isometric exercises are really good. Then if they're still angry, work it out on the treadmill. Another one, I love the medicine ball. We throw the medicine ball, weight determined by you. And again, you throw off your negativity. And you think it while you do it. You say, I throw off my anger and I catch the abundance life has to offer. Then I can go into a squat, you know, get my legs going.
Basically, what you're doing when you're rearranging your furniture and rearranging your life, and you're thinking of the positive versus the negative, is you're keeping someone's mind occupied and giving them direction in life versus allowing their mind to go rampant and go all over the place. And
right.
Mostly in negative ways.
Right, and isn't that the point of, like you brought up, weight training to keep me in focus, the mind-muscle connection? Everything I do in life, I want to have movement that matters. So when I work out, I don't want to be on a cell phone.
Right.
That's my time to focus, to think about, and my muscle will be better if I image it. If I'm doing a biceps curl, let me think about the biceps and not the wrist. You know, I need to focus what I'm doing, then I get the best out of me and the best out of that. And I know that people that I've trained, that sometimes, you know, they can't make a move in life, in a job or in a relationship, and after about a year of feeling better about themselves because they're stronger, they're empowered, they make a move, don't you think?
You know, they really do, and I love that you have a spiritual side to you, which we don't talk about often enough on the show. Debbie Mandel, am I saying your name correctly, Mandel?
Yes, the Rose by any other name, yeah, it's perfect.
from New York, New York, she has her own show called Your Inner Light, and it's on WLIE 550 AM every Monday night, 8:30 PM.
540 AM, and it's Sunday morning now at 10:30.
Oh, well, you just messed everything up.
Well, that's okay.
AM, and now Sunday morning at 10:30.
Yes, and you know what? It streams live on computer. So if you go into my website, turnonyourinnerlight.com, then it'll take you right to the radio show, and I archive the old show, so you can click, like Frasier, you know, you can hear whatever you like.
To have that luxury here, not anymore. But I thank you so much for being with us today, Debbie. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And continue on that same journey into the light.
And everyone, you don't have to stress where to get my book. Turn on Your Inner Light, Amazon.com. Be well.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.